The Sportscast, October 19th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, YouTube, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And, of course, visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. You can also listen to us on online radio. Go to thesportscast.net, or you can listen to us on the Sportscast app, which you can find for iPhone at the Apple App Store. Search for The Sportscast, The Sportscast. This episode is brought to you by the Insta Bible app. You can download the Insta Bible app on the iOS App Store. NFL Week 6 was a wrap. There was no positive test on that morning, yesterday morning. There was a few things going on throughout the week, but so far no rescheduling. There's two games tonight. And, of course, we got our Monday regular, typically, Joe Toscano, all the way from Pittsburgh, and with a mic. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Joe Toscano, tell us about your setup there. Is that how you do your podcast?
This is my lair, yeah. This is my my man cave. This is the Joy Bag of Donuts studio. It's full of my favorite things, all kinds of Penguins, Pirates, Steelers stuff, plus I'm basically a big kid. Bunch of Star Wars stuff, bunch of Marvel stuff. I got The Office, I got some Seinfeld stuff. I'm basically a big kid.
Now, of course, if the Steelers lose, do you go in there just to reflect and just cool things down for yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my fortress of solitude, like Superman.
It's tough, man. You know, when you lose a big game, or if you lose against Jacksonville, I would have a man cave like that.
It has happened, so yes, I know the feeling.
Anyways, before we start and get into the Week 6 NFL, what are your one or two sentence summary of it?
Steelers undefeated. That's all I care about. They're still undefeated, and they destroy the Browns, and I love it.
That's something that we will be talking about, because right now, it's NFL Week 6 Recap. Alrighty, gal. Let's start with the Titans and Texans AFC Showdown. The Titans got a game-tying touchdown from Ryan Tannehill to A.J. Brown, which had an incredible game. And then a game winner from Derrick Henry. This had playoff material, right, Joe?
Yeah, Texans not having a good year, but wow, very good game, very interesting. And the Titans, you got to call them elite. They look amazing. They pull it out every week. And Derrick Henry's a beast. And don't sleep on Ryan Tannehill. He is also amazing. Even if teams try to stop Derrick Henry, you still have to deal with Ryan Tannehill, who is not elite, but still very good.
We'll see what happens. Obviously, I've offered a huge contract this past summer, and he's living up to it. Let's go to the Colts and Bengals. This game was going to be a little bit sluggish, but not really. A whole lot of scoring. The Colts won 31-27 against the Bengals. The Colts were down 24-7 in the second quarter and came roaring all the way back to a 31-27 when Phillip Rivers had three touchdown passes. The old Phillip Rivers back in action, and Joe Burrow had 313 passing yards, but no touchdown passes. Joe, this game became bigger than we thought.
Yeah, I think the big story is Phillip Rivers finally did something. He hasn't been having a good year, and the Colts have been winning just with their defense, but Rivers really came through, so we'll see. The rumors of his demise are greatly exaggerated.
Definitely. He's looking better right now than Drew Brees, but of course, you know, when you hit 37, 38, you'll start feeling some backache, but hopefully things will continue for the Colts. Of course, they're trying to look for a good quarterback, but I guess Rivers is that bridge quarterback. Let's go into the Dome Showdown. The Falcons, new coach, and a brand new Matt Ryan. A Matt Ryan that came back, and they got their first win, making them 1-5. And, of course, Matt Ryan had four touchdown passes. And Julio Jones, a man that we totally forgot about, had his first touchdown catch in the win of this season. Joe, what are your thoughts?
Hey, if you want to win a game, fire your coach. Seems like every time a coach gets fired, the team wins the next game. So it's always a case when you have someone new in charge, you want to impress them, so maybe teams play a little bit better. And Atlanta, for once, did not give up a big lead. But the Vikings are a bit of a mess. Kirk Cousins is a failure. Lots of interceptions. It's just a mess. Mike Zimmer is not going to get fired, but maybe he should. It's just not a good situation.
And, of course, Julio Jones definitely had a great day yesterday. No injuries, of course. But the Falcons, congratulations for your first win. And that leaves the Jets as winless. But we'll get to the Jets a little bit later in the show. The Broncos beat the Patriots 18-12. The Broncos nearly handed the Patriots the ball game late. Drew Lock, a man that just came back after a couple weeks of injuries, had two interceptions, but the Patriots in position to possibly win the game, but they couldn't break through. Brandon McManus had all of the Broncos' points. This was a winnable game for the Patriots, but it didn't live up to it, Joe.
I think the problem with the Patriots is they have two problems. One of them is I think they just didn't get enough practice because of all this COVID stuff. And when you have Cam Newton, who's new to the team, and all those situations, I think they really need to practice. So they should be okay. I mean, they're under 500 for the first time since 2002. But the other thing is, the Patriots do not have good receivers or running backs. That's a problem last year, too. That's a long-term problem.
Which is why Tom Brady left, do you think? Or one of the reasons?
One of the reasons, but it definitely did not help him.
Definitely. And, of course, they were depending a lot on Edelman. They need a receiver. They need a Brandon Cooks. They need someone that's just, hey, let me catch that ball and hopefully win the game for you. Anyways, let's go to the Giants in Washington, the NFC East showdown. Of course, these two teams have not had, had not a good start to the season. Giants were defeated, had a losing record till today. They beat the Washington football team by a point. Tay Crowder had the game winner, returning a fumble for a touchdown for the Giants. Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones had one touchdown pass and an interception in the game. Both the Giants and Washington are 1-5. Joe, is this as pitiful as you see it?
This is actually interesting. Washington scored a touchdown late, and they could have tied it with an extra point, but Riverboat Ron goes for two, goes for the win, and they fail. But I love that attitude. You know, when you only won one time, go for it. So good for him. Love that Riverboat Ron attitude.
Now, is Danny Dimes, is he the man? I mean, has he proven it this past game, or you need to see a little larger sample size?
I mean, the Giants are a mess. When you're missing Barkley, it's hard to evaluate him. So I think the jury's still out whether Danny Dimes is the man or not. I'm not sure right now.
We'll find out Thursday when Victor Rocho rehashes this game. Ravens defeated the Eagles 30-28. No, it can't be a two-point game right there. The Ravens held off a charging Eagles team in the end. Lamar Jackson had 186 passing yards and a touchdown pass. Carson Wentz had two touchdown passes despite calls for Jalen Hurts to replace him. This scoreline was pretty surprising, Joe. Were the Ravens had a bad day or the Eagles were trying to get that win?
I think the Eagles are not that bad. I think they're just really banged up. I mean, they came close against the Steelers too. It's no poor reflection on the Ravens. It's just the Eagles are not as bad as people think. And I mean, the Ravens, they did their thing. They ran. That's what they do best. So good for them.
Would you keep Carson Wentz as your starter?
Yeah. Yeah. There he's you have not the it. Problem.
There, yeah, he's not the problem. We'll see what happens with the Eagles. The Eagles can straighten things out. They got a championship mentality organization. The game of the week, according to Joe Toscano, Steelers defeating the Browns 38-7. The Steelers trounced the Browns. That's a good trounce the Browns 38-7 in a pivotal AFC North matchup. The Steelers got to an injured Baker Mayfield four times, which he had ribs issue before the game started. He did have a touchdown pass. Ben Roethlisberger, skinny Ben, had a touchdown pass to James Washington. James Conner rushed for 101 yards. What, and a touchdown? That's good for fantasy. Joe, recap it and take 2 minutes if you want.
I am so happy. The Browns were talking trash. The Browns and the Steelers are a historical rivalry going back a long time. So it's nice that the Browns think that they're good enough and they learn that they're not. it's the Steelers defense is amazing. They had another great game. They had 4 sacks, 2 interceptions, including a pick six from Minkah Fitzpatrick. They've had at least 3 sacks and 1 interception in every game so far this year. But I think the other thing to watch is Chase Claypool. I think a star is being born here. He had 4 touchdowns last week. He had 1 touchdown this week. He is becoming the man on the Steelers offense. And it's exciting. The Steelers every week have a different receiver that they could go to. They're not counting on one guy. James Conner is running well, and the defense is playing well. However, they did lose Devin Bush, inside linebacker, and that is a huge loss for the defense.
Now, the Steelers are top of the AFC North, Joe. Ravens are 5-1. The Steelers are looking good. They got to stay on top of it because Ravens could catch up on you guys and be first, but you think Steelers are in the right direction right now?
It's going to be really good. They play the Ravens soon. In 2 weeks, so we'll see about that. That is going to be a 5-star matchup. Oh, I can't wait.
That will be the game of the week for all the networks. Anyways, Bears and Panthers. The Bears held a strong against the Panthers to a move 5-1. Nick Foles had a touchdown pass to Cole Kmet, and the defeated picked off Teddy Bridgewater twice, including one time to steal the game. Wow, this game was pretty good, but hey, the Bears are meshing with Nick Foles, aren't they?
They're meshing. Their running game is still a bit of a mess, but they're doing it on their defense. And for all their problems, changing quarterbacks and everything going on, they're still 5-1. Hey, 5-1 is 5-1, regardless of who you're playing. So good for them. They're still figuring it out.
Good for the Bears. I hope Anthony Robinson, my fantasy guy, gets more catches. He's been having a few couple games yesterday, not so hot, but it's okay. Lions and Jaguars, 34-16. The Lions pick up their win number 2, running over the Jaguars, 34-16. Rookie running back DeAndre Swift ran for 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. Adrian Peterson also had a TD in the win. Lions are looking good. Of course, they're facing poor Jaguars, but it was in Jacksonville, Joe.
It was Jacksonville, and Jacksonville's a mess. They've given up 30 more or more points every game. But, hey, don't sleep on the Lions. Maybe they're coming back. They had some really tough games early on. If they could get that running game going with Swift or Adrian Peterson or whoever, they could open things up for the pass game. They could have an explosive offense. So maybe the Lions are coming.
Now, is Matt Patricia, you think he's playing for his job right now?
I'm not sure he should. I'm not a fan of his. But, hey, winning cures all. So if they keep winning, he'll be fine.
Winning does cure all. Another big game. The Dolphins got 3 touchdown passes from Ryan Fitzpatrick and great defensive play from a lowly Jets team that still hasn't won a game. The only winless team in the NFL. At least New York had a good highlight from Marcus May intercepting the ball with his butt. The butt interception. And, of course, we saw a little bit of Tua at the end. Joe, what were your thoughts over this matchup?
Yeah, it was nice seeing Tua, but my goodness, the Jets are a mess. How have they not fired Adam Gase yet? My goodness. There is talk that the Jets might not be just the worst team this year, but maybe the worst team ever. That's pretty crazy. Just fire the dude already.
You heard the words from Joe. Now, I've been hearing that the Jets organization doesn't really typically fire coaches in the middle of the season or during the season. Do you think they'll change that direction?
Things are so bad that they almost have no choice to. It is an absolute embarrassment. They're not even close. You know things are bad when people are saying who would win the Jets or Clemson or the Jets or in Alabama football. That's how bad things are when you're talking about them playing college teams.
Something to definitely look at. Another thing from that game was a trending photo of Tua after the game sitting on the field around like the 20-yard line. I believe he called his parents at the time, and he was his reflection of his first few plays in the NFL.
It was a very sweet moment, you know, with all he's gone through with injuries. He finally makes it onto the NFL field. So very, very sweet moment, very touching.
But I would not start him maybe till December, but I would not start him at all this year. Fitzpatrick, he's still hot.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with him. I mean, obviously, Fitzpatrick is a temporary guy, and Tua is the man. And, you know, one thing, you have all these rookie quarterbacks that are playing, Joe Burrow, Herbert with the Chargers, you know, and they're doing well. So why not throw Tua in there?
Another big matchup of the day in Florida, Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Green Bay Packers. Of course, Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. Tampa Bay scored 38 unanswered points to top Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Tom Brady had three touchdown passes, including to Rob Gronkowski. It was a tight end's first touchdown pass since 2018. Now, Joe, I got to be honest with you. I thought this game would be closer. The Packers have been winning games, you know, scoring up to like 40 points per game. But this game was totally opposite. It was, I mean, it was Tom Brady trying to show something.
This is an amazing game, and this is really a statement game for the Bucs. I think it really shows that they are on top of the NFC. They might be the best team in the NFC. They're not even doing it with Tom Brady, you know, doing everything. They're doing it with running and defense. That defensive line is crazy, and they were just disrupting Green Bay all game. Speaks very well for the Buccaneers that they could play this well and not have to rely on Tom Brady.
I would have to agree with you on that one, because we're not seeing much from the Saints. We're not seeing much from like the Niners. Seattle's, you know, doing there in the running. Green Bay just got, you know, smacked by the Buccaneers. But you're right. You do have an argument. Buccaneers could be the best team in the NFC right now.
I'd say it's Seattle 1, Buccaneers 2 right now, and maybe Green Bay 3.
Joe, I love it. You know, when I see some teams coming in together, new players, and Tom Brady, I was a little bit skeptical. People were saying year 2, but I think we're seeing reality. 49ers and Rams, Sunday Night Football. Jimmy Garoppolo threw three touchdown passes after last week, which he was benched last week, and looked like his old self, the 2019 Garoppolo. And 49ers took down the Rams in an important division matchup. Verrett also had his first interception in quite some time. Of course, this was a huge matchup. The Rams are looking good, not great. And the Niners have to make a turnaround, because they're not looking like they're going to the Super Bowl once again.
You never know. I mean, they're struggling now, and Jimmy G is injured. But this was a huge game for the 49ers, because, you know, people were saying maybe Jimmy G should be benched. So big game for them. And are the Rams kind of a fraud? I mean, they got all their wins against the NFC East, and we know how bad they are. So they really haven't beaten anybody yet.
That's a pretty easy schedule. Now, there was one good pass of that game was to Kittle. Kittle looked pretty good.
Kittle's a beast. Right there, it's basically George Kittle and Travis Kelce, best tight ends in the league. But Kittle is an absolute beast.
And that was our Week 6 NFL recap. Of course, some great games. There's two games tonight. But let's look at the NFL standings. AFC, Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets. The Dolphins are second place. Patriots are third. Do you see some would you see any type of shifts between the Patriots and the Dolphins?
I think the Patriots are going to be okay. I mean, I think they'll make the playoffs, but I mean, right now it's all Bills. They're showing that they're the class of the AFC East this year. So it's a Bills division to take. I don't expect much from Miami. They're still rebuilding. They're still, you know, especially if they play Tua. So I won't expect much from the Dolphins.
AFC North, of course, we spoke about this earlier in the show. We got Steelers, Ravens, Browns, and Bengals. I do see the Steelers and Ravens going at it for first place. The Browns, can they get a wild card spot? Do you think they just had a bad day yesterday?
I think they'll get a wild card spot, because basically the NFL is very top heavy. There's a few good teams, there's a few okay teams, and a lot of bad teams. So I think the Browns are good enough to make the playoffs barely.
The South of the AFC, you got Tennessee, Colts, Texans, and Jaguars. The Titans are the only undefeated team in the AFC. Joe, are we looking at the best team in the AFC, or they're just a top three team?
They're not the only undefeated team in the AFC. There's also the Pittsburgh
That's
Steelers.
Right. Oh, my bad. And, I'm thinking too much here.
The Steelers and the Titans play next week, so that should be an amazing matchup. the AFC South, I mean, the Texans, who knows what's going to happen with them? You know, maybe they'll put together some wins. Who knows if the Colts could keep it together? I mean, there's still questions about Rivers, but this is, I mean, the Titans are basically, if they're not the number one team in the AFC or the number two team behind the Chiefs, it's real interesting. It's basically Chiefs, Bills, Titans, Steelers, Ravens.
Something to definitely look at. AFC West, Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos, and Chargers. I do see some hope for the Broncos. Do you think they can edge out the Raiders?
Maybe. I mean, I still don't know what to expect from the Raiders. Maybe they'll do something. Maybe they won't. I think they still have a lot to prove.
Something to definitely look at. NFC East, of course, tonight the Cowboys play, so we'll see what happens. But we've got Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, and Washington. There's hope for the Eagles, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, they play the Steelers tough. They play the Ravens tough. And they're dealing with a ton of injuries. So maybe when they get everybody back together, they'll be okay. And you don't need much to win that division because the Cowboys are, you know, a mess. They just lost Dak. Who knows what's going to happen with Dalton. The Cowboys defense is a mess. So, you know, it's still a winnable division, even though the Eagles are 1-4-1.
The Red Rifle, definitely looking at it tonight. NFC North, the Bears, Packers, Lions, and Vikings. So things are head-to-head between the Bears and Packers. Do you think the Bears can edge out the Green Bay Packers?
No, I think the Packers, even though they lost, they're still one of the top teams in the NFC, and the Bears have a lot to prove, even with a 5-1 record. So I think it's the Packers' division to lose.
NFC South, Buccaneers, Saints, Panthers, and Falcons. We could pass on that because we kind of already justified the Buccaneers are the best team in the NFC South.
But how about the Panthers at 3-3? That's surprising.
That's surprising. New coach, new quarterback in Bridgewater. Do you think – I mean, they could edge out the Saints maybe.
Who knows? I mean, the Saints, I think their big question is Drew Brees going still the man? We'll see. We'll see. I mean, in theory, on paper, the Saints are a good team, but, you know, they're 3-2, and we'll see how they do.
Could we see James Winston start soon or not yet?
Not yet. I mean, I think they're going to ride with Breeze until the wheels fall off.
I think so.
Unfortunately, they might.
He's fine. And plus, I think once Michael Thomas, things should alleviate a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that helps a lot when Thomas comes back.
Best wide receiver in the league. NFC West, Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals, and Niners. Of course, you got the Seahawks 5-0, Rams 4-2, Cardinals 3-2, 49ers 3-3. Of course, the Cardinals were doing good, but they lost a game or two. This could come, could come down to the wire, but if Seahawks are definitely going to be consistent, I mean, could just take it over pretty early.
This division is the exact opposite of the NFC East. Everybody is winning. I mean, the 49ers are 3-3, and they're last in the division. That's crazy. It's a tough division. I think the Seahawks are just the top team in the NFC. You know, the Rams 4-2. We'll see if they're legit. But I'm still not sold on the Cardinals. I'm not sure if they're legit or not. But hey, they have a winning record.
Yeah, something to definitely look at. Of course, anything could happen. One little slip up could move things up. With the Cardinals, a force to be reckoned with. Niners, Super Bowl. They were in the Super Bowl last season. And, of course, the Rams were in the Super Bowl about 2 years ago. So this whole division has some playoff experience, except the Cardinals. Well, you could say they could have playoff experience because they have a lot of good players there. Anyways, tonight is Monday Night Football. We got two games, doubleheader. The Chiefs at the Bills, Joe, at 5 p.m. This should be exciting. This is an AFC showdown. This could be an AFC championship game. But this time it'll be in Buffalo. What are your thoughts?
5-star matchup. The Bills are surprising. Josh Allen has been looking amazing this year. We'll see. I mean, they got destroyed by the Titans last week. So we'll see how they do. I mean, the Chiefs are on top. They did just get Le'Veon Bell, but Le'Veon Bell will not be eligible to play this game. But still, you know, the rich are getting richer. I think it's going to be a really good game, possibly high scoring. I could see it being 30-27 Bills.
Bills, two losses in a row. By the way, Le'Veon Bell used to play for the Steelers, going to the Chiefs. What were your first reactions when you heard that news, and do you think you'll see the old Le'Veon Bell now with the Chiefs?
He in Pittsburgh, he is basically a villain. He is, people hate him. I think he got a bad rap. I think he's just a guy that wanted his money. He wanted to get paid. He did get paid. Unfortunately, when you sign with the Jets, you get what you deserve. So who knows? I think, you know, for him to sign with the Chiefs, I think it shows that he wants to play for a winner and he wants to win. So, you know, maybe he'll just be a good component of a winning team. I still think he has a bit left, and I think he's going to make a bit of a comeback.
Yeah, because with the Jets, I heard that their system didn't run well with him, but you think the Chiefs might be a way better system for him?
Anything is better than the Jets situation. It was a complete disaster. I mean, the GM signed him, and then the coach hates him and never wanted to use him. That's a really bad sign. It was just a disaster from the first minute. So I think he'll just be happy to work within the team and just contribute when he can. Because, I mean, the Chiefs still have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who is – really good. So, you know, that could be like a two-headed monster. So that's going to be really interesting to see how that works out.
You know that everyone's calling Helaire CEH now. That's his permanent name now right now.
My fantasy football team is called Fresh Prince of Helaire.
That's a good one. You know something? I should invite you to my fantasy league next year. I forgot about you.
Please do, because I'm really bad at it, and it's a guaranteed win for you.
Yeah, this season's been a little bit iffy because of COVID, but hopefully I turn things around soon. Cardinals at the Cowboys, the later game. We're going to see the Red Rifle debut with the Cowboys. Well, he has played already, but this time he'll be a starter. Joe, what are your thoughts over this matchup?
I think the Cowboys are going to recover. I mean, the thing about their season so far is basically they've relied on Dak. The offense has been amazing and the defense has been absolutely horrible. So you'd have to think that the Cowboys defense will get better and they're going to rally around Andy Dalton, who's a very good backup. They're very smart to sign him. So I think the Cowboys are going to win. Like I said, I'm not totally sold on the Cardinals. I know Kyler Murray's looking good, but I have a feeling the Cowboys are going to recover, and I think the Cowboys are going to win this 27-24.
Speaking about quarterbacks, there's been this whole discussion about, you know, Baker Mayfield being small and not being accurate. Of course, you got, you know, big linemen, and of course, same thing for Murray. I mean, his height issue, but Murray has been able to adapt when it comes to height.
Here's the thing. I think that the size argument is legit. I think if you're too small in the NFL, you're not going to succeed. Russell Wilson is the exception to that rule. Possibly Kyler Murray. So far, he's looking good so far in his career. But other than that, when you're too small, it's actually going to hurt you as a quarterback. And I think Baker Mayfield is I'm not calling him a bust, but he does not deserve to be he's not going to live up to where he was drafted. You know, he can be okay in this league, but he's not going to be a very good quarterback. He'll just be like a game manager type. I think I'm really down on Baker Mayfield. I don't have a high opinion of him.
A comment from Justin Riley: Mayfield has no excuse. He has the O-line and the weapons. He's correct.
Thank you. They have. Up until this Steeler game, the Browns had one of the best running attacks in the NFL. They have the O-line. He's right. You cannot use that as an excuse. When they win, it's because of running and defense, and they kind of have to hide him, and that's pretty sad.
Definitely something to look at. Of course, when I mentioned the Red Rifle, it's Andy Dalton. He signed with the Cowboys this past summer. There could be a quarterback situation there, a little quarterback drama. I mean, if Andy does well, he could retain that starter spot once that gets healthy next year.
I don't think so, because I think they just love Dak so much, and Dak's up for that. He's up for a big contract, and I think he'll get it because, you know, once he recovers from this injury, he'll have the numbers to show, you know, even though his season is cut off, but he was amazing this season. He was putting up amazing numbers, so that'll help him in his contract negotiations. So he should get paid very well with the Cowboys.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, that Monday night game is tonight, 8:15 p.m. Eastern, Cardinals at the Cowboys. And earlier at 5 p.m., right after work, Chiefs at the Bills. That's going to be a very exciting 5 p.m. window. I mean, that's a good time for happy hour.
I'm telling you what, I want two games Monday night. Forget about this Thursday night crap. I want either a doubleheader on Monday night or have a Monday night, Tuesday night game. I like Tuesday night football. I want that to be, but Thursday night just sucks.
It's always bad. I don't know what it is. It's so boring. It's dead. It feels like zombies are walking.
What do you expect? These poor guys have to play on, what, 3-4 days rest? That's nothing.
You're right. I think the NFL is definitely probably listening to us right now and probably going to consider it. We'll get no credit, obviously, as usually how it goes. Anyways, poll question of the day. What is your favorite seafood? And the options are shrimp, crab cakes, fish sandwich, or the lobster.
Boy, that's tough. For me, it's a tie between shrimp and fish sandwich. I need it breaded. I need it fried. Heck, I could eat anything fried. If you put a pencil in deep fried and battered, I'd probably eat that. But still, I like shrimp the best. Like especially those little popcorn shrimp. Those are my favorites.
That would do it. And everyone is agreeing with you. Shrimp is winning at 36%. The lobster 27%. Crab cakes at 18%. And the fish sandwich is tied with the crab cakes at 18.2%. How about that?
If it were up to my wife, she loves the crab cakes. Lobster is just too much work. I shouldn't have to work that hard.
Oh, yeah,
for food.
It is. It is to cook them. I mean, I never cooked a lobster. I ate one. Very expensive. But hey, crab cakes. That's what Maryland's all about. Football and crab cakes. Anyways, Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to find a good recipe for crab cakes?
I will talk crab cakes, shrimp, and anything. I am on Twitter. I am a Joey Bag of Donuts, VN7F. I was voted best Twitter account in Pittsburgh, by the way.
So I'm not surprised.
I'm
not surprised.
I am the man.
Now, does Permantis have seafood in their menu or what? Yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Oh my gosh. You would think they would. And you got some wrestling.
Look at this. I even got
there.
The belt to show that I am the best account in Pittsburgh. I am the man.
That's saying a lot, man. Pittsburgh's a pretty big city, and there's probably a lot of tweeters out there too. Hey, that's why we have the best on the sportscast. Joe Toscano, Joey Bag of Donuts. Anyways, you can reach him at your Twitter account is Joey Bag of V Donuts, right?
Yes, sir.
You can follow him there, and of course, you can reach us at the Sportscast 1. Justin says offer him a contract, or at thesportscast.net. For the latest and greatest, make sure you download the app, the Sportscast. You can listen to our shows, read the news, and listen to our live radio. If you're a radio person that likes to come into like a middle of the show type of person, you can do that. We have all the shows throughout like the past week. And, of course, you can listen to this show because it will be on the radio a little bit later on. And, of course, you got two Monday night football games. Tonight, you've got Tyler Turner and Ryan Krista previewing the Big Ten. Ryan Krista is a huge hybrid guy. I have not seen him talk too much Big Ten, but I'm looking forward to it tonight. And then, of course, Tyler is going to talk about his Big Ten teams. His original favorite team from the Big Ten is Nebraska. Before Oregon, he liked Nebraska, but he might kind of disagree with me on that. But Big Ten starts this weekend, and we'll hopefully have more Big Ten guests this week. I'm still working on it. They're pretty hard to reach. I have no idea why. I contacted 20 people, and not one has replied back. But Joe always replies back for this show.
I always look forward to talking about I love talking football with you. Always a highlight when we get together.
Hey, man, this is better than NFL primetime. Anyways, Joe, I got to go pay some bills and eat some lunch and maybe find a fish sandwich somewhere.
There you go. Go for it. Or shrimp.
Or shrimp. All right, guys, have a good day.